Lucy, have you seen this ship before?
It's very Narnian looking, isn't it?
What's going on here?
Evan, the painting!
No, Princess! No!
So if there are no wars to fight, then why are we here?
You've got an extraordinary destiny. Something greater than you could have imagined.
Okay, here's the deal. With the Chronicles of Narnia switching studios and getting a 3D treatment, a lot is riding on the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. This new film sees Lucy and Edmund return to Narnia aboard the ship where they have to save several creatures from captivity. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is decidedly different from the first two films in that it's shorter, more digestible, and far more accessible to the younger viewer. It takes some time finding its sea legs, but once the story is really underway, it's a fun family adventure. Clocking in at under 2 hours and including some slick special effects like a dragon and various other fantasy creatures, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is a nice follow-up to the previous films. The 3D isn't worth much, but it's not too distracting as long as your local theater has the settings on their projector bright enough. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.